Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today of Women Who Lead, and with me, I'm delighted to introduce our leading lady, as our topic today is on the Business Growth Boot Camp. So for all of you women owners out there, I think we're going to have a great conversation. So Kim Folsom is our leading lady today. She's the Chief Executive Officer of Founders First Capital Partners. And Kim, welcome to the show and say hello to our listeners.
Well, hello, and thanks so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, you've got kind of a cool thing you do. So I got to say, full disclosure, I am one of your, let's call me graduates of your business growth boot camp. I just came off your 10-week boot camp, and it was phenomenal. And I want to kind of have you share to our group about, you know, what is the kind of purpose and focus of Founders First Capital Partners? And, you know, you've got your business booth or growth boot camp coming up. It's like, what is the focus for owners of companies and your focus for business?
So Founders First Capital is both a small business growth accelerator and an alternative venture fund. And our mission is to help employee-based small businesses successfully navigate and achieve success with raising funds and growing their business to go from being, you know, a small business to a mid-market business. And the purpose of our boot camp is specifically a platform by which we help them on that journey.
You know, and one, because I've gone through the class, it was phenomenal to me, you know, at you and Michael and Michael's instruction. You, how did you come up with this idea? I mean, I know you've built and sold a couple of ventures and raised capital, I mean, as long as I've known you, but how did you come up with this idea of the business growth boot camp? And, you know, what did you see? How did you kind of come up with your business idea?
Sure. So I'm a serial entrepreneur. Founders First Capital Partners is my seventh venture. And prior to that, my other six, I went through mostly on the tech side. You know, I started my career as a software engineer and then eventually went on to the, you know, business development and executive leadership and generally corporate environment, like Fortune 1000 companies. And then, you know, eventually went on the entrepreneurial side, having worked for a few entrepreneurial venture-backed companies. And through my experience in the six companies that I, you know, took from idea and a couple of them ideal and launch and growth and a couple of them through exit, raised over $30 million in venture capital.
Wow.
That, you know, this whole, and this was a 20-year period, you know, a lot had not changed when I looked to my right and my left as to who my, you know, as far as the underserved representative folks. You know, I, you know, was in a career as a software engineer where there wasn't a lot of diversity. You know, some, you know, late 80s, you know, 90s, and you know, so this, it's interesting now that there's this discussion about, you know, diversity and inclusion, because, you know, it's improved in some respects, and then in others, you know, when you look at actually, you know, women and ethnic minorities that run companies that are, you know, multi-millions of dollars, they're still very, 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 very few that do. You know, when there are more, the trends have changed significantly, that there are more women and minorities that are launching companies, but because of the skills that you need to run a, you know, multi-millions of dollars of business and the resources and capitals as one of the keys, they're not making that transition to that path very quickly. There's a lot of businesses that are, you know, less than a quarter million of revenues. And if the CEO, you know, came out of, you know, Fortune 1000 environment, and now they're looking to make that transition and, you know, replace either their income as well as hire, you know, qualified people and pay them livable wage, they need to be running, you know, a multi-million dollar corporation to do that.
Right. I'm curious on something. Yeah, so back up a minute, because I know, I mean, what was the passion and the whole reason that you started this program? You know, because I mean, did you see something? Do you think that there were just was there a tipping point from you?
You know, as I shared, there was still, when I looked at, you know, my last venture-backed company that I sold was at the 2013, and there still was not a number of, you know, companies that were, you know, that were running million-dollar companies, you know, and the
right.
other side of it is, you know, the number of them that were funded. So I have a passion for problem solving. I have a passion for teaching, and I love business, you know, and, you know, in order to get to, you know, running a business, you know, you have to have a passion and love it to really spend, you know, a good percentage of your time. And as I looked at, you know, the next things for me, I thought, you know, I would love to be able to take what blessings I had with being able to, you know, grow businesses as well as being able to fund businesses to help others, you know, to solve that problem.
I love that. I just love your focus for the underserved, you know, because women and minorities and veterans, you know, going through the boot camp, can you share with our listeners, I mean, what are some of the highlights of the program? Because I thought it was extremely comprehensive, you know, and you probably see some of the major kind of challenges kind of common among small business owners as they grow and try to scale their business. But kind of share mm-hmm. a little bit about the 10-week program and then, you know, identify a couple of those areas that you see are very common to business owner growth.
Sure. You know, many times when you talk to small business owners, they'll say that, you know, well, the challenge that I have with growing my business, I mean, many of them want to, but, you know, they feel that the challenge to growth is access to capital. But it's my view that, you know, that's one piece of it, but also being able to, you know, efficiently deploy the capital is the other piece. So the one of the key components of the boot camp is to help them solve those two problems, put together a growth plan of how they're going to actually grow their business from where they are to at least 10x and on the path to a $10 million business. So the 10-week program, which is online because we know these people are extremely, extremely busy, to take them through the various 10 steps from visioning and strategy to, you know, sales, marketing, service delivery, hiring the right people and retaining them and developing them to the fiscal, you know, management and planning and, you know, funding requirements and figuring out which is the specific funding option that's best for them, and then putting it all together and actually giving them an opportunity to present their growth to our funding team as well as our network of qualified funders to give them access to people so that, you know, it helps, you know, them pass through that bridge. That's really what we do with our boot camp.
How did you kind of put together the 10-week program? I mean, did you kind of try to pull out the best of the best or certain areas that you see business owners struggle with the most for scaling their business? Or how did you choose the 10 weeks and 10 topics?
So those were the key areas that generally, you know, with regards to getting access to funding that has to be addressed. You know, it's looking at it from the standpoint of starting with thinking big, starting to think big, and not just thinking big, but how do you actually build a big business and what are the core components? And so that's what we cover in them. Personally, when I started my first business, I worked on a business plan at graduate school, and I went and, got my MBA started with an MBA and actually left in the middle of my program to launch my first business. But what I realized that, some of the things that you learn in getting an MBA and the things that you need to be a successful small business owner, there's some aspects that aren't covered in your traditional program. And we look to, in that very short time frame, to address, those relevant topics so that the business owner can make those strides to get to the point of growing, 10, 20, maybe on the path to, 30, 40% year over year so they can get there and, make
right.
certain it's successful enough so that providers, because that's the other piece of it, that, it makes reasonable sense and from a risk standpoint to fund that.
Well, and, I have to say, because what I really enjoyed most out of the 10-week program was the part where it was the people part, the team, the A players, some of those things that I just had never, you think of hiring, you think of bringing in people, and there were just some really great gems in there, but they were very timely, for where me and our organization is. So I'm kind of curious, do you see that there's certain, I'm trying to put this in the right way and go, as you see business owners go through this, do you kind of go as they go through it, go, oh yeah, this is what every business owner faces. Oh yeah, this is what they face. Or have you ever been really surprised on something that you see a business owner go through and you're like, wow, didn't see that one, when they were coming through the boot camp that maybe surprised you in some fashion,
well,
how they run their business or what they do?
I'm always delighted to work with business owners and where they are, because everyone is, has their own unique story of how they got there.
Mm-hmm.
But then the challenges are similar. As I talk to some of the folks that we have funded before, that, prior to getting funded, you're working on, gosh, it seems like this is a insurmountable wall that I wouldn't get over. But then once you get the funding, there's two critical areas that most businesses face. Growth growth is the overarching issue. But on your path to growth, there's two areas. One is customer acquisition and being able to constantly, acquire, qualified customers that represent revenues at a predictable pace. The other is attracting and retaining good people. And, mm-hmm. It's both inside and outside, on inside, you're having to hire, the right people at the right time and develop them and have them feel and be accountable and part of your growth. And then the other, there's external partners that you're going to need to have to help you grow along the way. And so what we seek to do with the boot camp is have, the participants that go through the program understand and be able to, put together a plan that's, builds them on that. Because, as I kid some of the folks that we funded, they talk about the challenges with, finding, constantly growing the customers and then constantly hiring people. I tell them, now you see the other side, those are the, quote, rich people problems, because it's more than money. You can have all the money in the world, but you getting good quality paying customers is one challenge you're always going to have to stay on top of. And then getting and retaining good quality, team members is the other one. And, you're going to have to change those as your company grows, but those are going to be continuous problems regardless what size company that you have.
And one thing I love about the program is that you've got this, and then the funding component as options, you know, where people can find out, you know, more about maybe what funding opportunities they have at the end of it. And I, you know, and we have talked about this, that so many small business owners just, they don't even understand the different options, you know, in financing versus funding versus investors and that kind of stuff, or angel funding. And so I'm curious, you know, can you share a little bit about why you had the pitch at the end? I was really curious, you know, what is the kind of tipping point of that? Because that is a heck of a thing to go through, and I'd never done one before, right? I mean, it just forces you to have to put together your whole business in 15 minutes or less, I think. But what was the kind of reason to have everybody do a pitch at the end? Oh, Kim, are you there?
I am. I'm sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
In the tech community, you know, very much of how relationships are built is by telling that story about you. And, you know, that's generally how relationships start and accelerate and so forth. But it was interesting to me in the traditional small business environment, you know, you're going to do a blank application and you're going to send it to someone and hope that they're going to get an understanding of your story and your history, which is so unique, and what problems you're solving is so unique. So we added that element of allowing you to tell your story of not just where you're going, but what you've done and what you do that's so unique, so that it gives the opportunity for the folks in our funding network as well as our funders to really understand how we can, you know, work together with the various companies. And it's, you know, what some people may not know is that, you know, it's generally a, you know, 1 to 10% number that, you know, when you look at the traditional method that people fund. In the bank, you know, a bank gets 3,000 to 5,000 applications on an annual basis, but they may only fund 300. And many times that 300 is based on that loan officer really knowing, you know, or coming up with a story based on just a paper application. It's so important to be able to tell your own history and story. And so that's one of the critical components that we do as part of the, you know, closing completion event, is that, you know, you've got a unique story, you've got a unique, you know, mission and problem that you're solving and that you're going to grow and solve. And having, you know, the folks in our funding network as well as our funders understand that and figure out, you know, how we might be able to partner. And the funding piece is the other element, is that, you know, there's so many, you know, workshops and those types of things. But if you don't go through and, you know, provide that other component, it's hard to provide the grease to help, you know, a company grow without that critical piece of it.
And can you share, because you've got a kind of unique model in how you actually, under Founders First Capital, that you fund businesses. Can you kind of talk about that model? I mean, it's not like a traditional term loan where you have an interest rate and you pay it back over time. I mean, it's kind of a unique model as far as I'm concerned, but I'm not the expert you are, but I thought it was fascinating.
Sure. We're, as I shared it when we, at the earlier point of the introduction, in addition to us being an accelerator, you know, helping you with your growth plan and connecting you with resources, we also are a funder. And our fund is a royalty-based fund, and it's targeted to revenue. So basically, we fund from 50 to half million in a royalty-based arrangement, such that is, just as you said, unlike a traditional term loan where, you know, it's more just a fixed amount that you pay, the payment is tied to your revenues, and it's tied to your revenues, and it's repayment on a certain cap. You know, it's different than, you know, the traditional debt, which, you know, you pay just a fixed amount. It really doesn't matter what your, you know, how your business changes. Where royalty, it's paid back by revenue. It's different than traditional equity, which, you know, you sell a portion of your company And, you know, we would own a piece of your company. And then, you know, and then as a result, you know, that's the access to capital. We take an interest in your revenue. And if anyone has ever watched the show Shark Tank, the bald guy in the middle, Kevin O'Leary, this is the method that he, you know, has generally funded companies for decades and has been very successful. The interesting thing about royalty-based funding is that it puts the funder and the company interest in alignment because, you know, we are interested in helping you grow your revenues. And as you grow your revenues and as you, you know, generate revenues, that's how we get paid back. And so we do, we, you know, as a direct partnership with companies to help them with doing that. You know, we don't own the company. You know, we have an interest in their revenues. We don't take a pledge of their home like, you know, traditional debt, you know, does. You know, mm-hmm. our interest is just in their revenues.
And you have some pretty big goals for this program. I know you kind of shared those with me a while ago when we kind of reconnected. What, I mean, what are you hoping? Right now you're in Southern California. Are you national? I mean, what are your growth plans for, you know, your own for Founders First Capital? I mean, what are your big, hairy, audacious goals to make this an amazing program?
So thanks for asking. So Founders is, our goal is to be a national platform with our boot camp largely being online. You know, we want to be able to serve those underserved and underrepresented business owners that are located anywhere within the U.S. You know, our goals for our program over the next 10 years is to help fund 1,000 companies and specifically 200 of them directly, but through our funding network, 1,000 companies, so that we can help them, you know, go from being that, you know, $250,000 to $2 million to be a $10 to $50 million company, you know, and largely most of the, you know, the funds are used to help with, you know, hiring quality people and paying them, you know, a livable, you know, a good solid livable wage. So that's our goal, and with that, helping to fund, you know, those 1,000 companies is an overall $1 billion impact, which would be a great economic, the company's owners, the communities they serve, and the country overall.
How long did it take you to kind of design this program? I mean, was it over, it's been kind of stewing and kind of fermenting for a while, or did you guys hunker down, you and your partners, and put together your growth plan, you know, pretty quickly based on the model that you have with the boot camp? What was that process like for you to go and put your growth plan together?
Prior to starting Founders for about 18 years, that's when I, you know, ran and grew my six prior companies. And this business, as I had gaps in my going from the first one to the second one, I began kind of putting together pieces of it, but, you know, wanted to make certain from a timing standpoint that it was the right time to do it. So, you know, in some aspects, this is something that I had, you know, thought about doing. And actually, you know, some of my investors had said, oh, Kim, you should consider it, you know, when you're ready to do it. And then the other, specifically the model, that came about probably a couple years the last couple years, our funding model of using a royalty-based funding, that came about as me personally from an angel investor. I actually did a couple of royalty-based financings and liked the experience and the impact that it had, the entrepreneur that I was supporting, compared to, you know, what I have done with my own companies, which were primarily debt or equity. You know, 28 mm-hmm. million of the 30 was equity. So, you know, really did the research and partnered with other royalty-based funds to see, you know, what worked and how that was in comparison to the other funds, and putting that all together, and, you know, the curriculum that we wanted to have, and the partners. I'm fortunate that, you know, many of my partners are people that I have worked with in my prior company. So so I've been really fortunate in being able to put all those things together.
Very cool. Well, and I know you've got a new boot camp coming up. So do you want to share with our listeners, if there are any owners out there that are thinking, this sounds like the right cup of tea for me, how can they reach you and where do you want them to go to reach out to you?
Certainly. So our next boot camp starts on January 4th. And it's, you know, as we mentioned, it's the 10-week program. The completion event is going to be on April the 13th. So we've got some gaps in there to allow them to, you know, really apply the content to growing their business over that time. If they're interested in applying, they can go to our website, which is, you know, four words, foundersfirstcapital.com, foundersfirstcapitalpartners.com, excuse me, and you'll see the apply, the bootcamp apply, and they can apply there. We will be holding these boot camps on a quarterly basis. And so if they may not be either ready to go into the first one, our next one will start in May. And then we'll have another one in the fall of next year. But that's really the point that we begin to engage and work with companies. So if you have the desire to grow your business, and to fund that growth, then I invite you to apply for the boot camp.
Awesome. Well, and I'm going to give my ringing endorsement on that one because I thought it was a fabulous program. So to our listeners, if any of you are interested, I hope you'll think about checking out the program. And then you've got a series of webinars as well, right, Kim, that can people sign up to get announcements from you online as well?
Yes, yes. When you visit our site, you'll be offered the opportunity to join our club, if you will, to get access to a series of free webinars that we do once a month. And they're generally on topics that complement what we're doing in the boot camp, issues that, you know, owners faced as they go through their journey from going from, you know, where they are today to a 10 to 50 million company. We've addressed such topics as how to get government certification and contracts, how to present to a large customer or investor. Our next one that we have next week is, in fact, is how to marry or divorce a co-founder and thrive, which is another really important topic for companies. We've got a brand seminar, this will be an in-person seminar in January, so how to brand your business to achieve success. You know, just a series of exciting webinars coming up. Another one that we're going to have in February is going to be how to grow using either franchise or licensing, which is another strategy that small business owners contemplate, and, you know, what they need to consider to achieve success, and which, what are they going to face if they choose franchise or licensing as a method of growth.
They all sound good. I'm looking forward to the one on the partner one and the fire and keep or find. Anyway, good stuff. And I hope, you know, just again, for all of our listeners, it's like, you know, take a peek at this. And Kim, thank you for being our leading lady. This was fun. To all of our listeners, you know, we love having you listen in. We love our national reach. And we're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. And I'm delighted to say that our next leading lady next Friday is Lucy Kelleher, and she is the founder of Keep Them Loyal, and our topic is going to be on that topic, how to keep them loyal with customer retention ideas and strategies. So it should be a good one. Again, it's Friday. Have a great weekend, and we will catch you on the next Women Lead Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.